You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Thursday. It's Thursday, February 13th. And the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin is $3.13. That's actually down 5 cents from yesterday. But the average price of a dozen large eggs here in the dairy state, $5.85, up 32 cents from yesterday. We have a jam-packed show coming your way today. Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities is going to be joining us after 10:33. She has a great column in the recombobulation area about DEI. It'll be an interesting chat. Also, in hour number two, we will lighten things up. Sean Connolly is going to be here from the Birkebeiner. And we spoke with him last year, Greg Bach. I think it was a far different conversation that we had with when we talked to Sean last year, when they had barely any snow up there.
They had said they were on the verge of calling a cancellation, which they've done in the past, and they're not afraid to do it because they can't have a Birkebeiner without snow. But They managed to make it happen the last second. But yeah, as you said, Jane, I feel like this year is a far different year snow-wise.
It should be a good year for Berkey. We will talk to Sean Connolly after the 11 o'clock news. It's Thursday. That means Brittany Merlot will be here with weather and wine. Yeah, we got more snow coming tomorrow into Saturday. That's going to be on top of at least around the Milwaukee metro area. Milwaukee got 7.5 inches yesterday. Whitefish Bay at 7.2, Greendale 7.2. And then New Berlin getting away with just a little 5 inches there. But I was telling Calvin before we jumped on the air, I checked that 511wi.gov website. I don't know if it's particular to the city of Milwaukee that people can't drive, but there are like 10 accidents scattered around the city of Milwaukee right now. The ramp from eastbound 94 to go north on 45 north is shut down because of a crash. And like I said, there's almost 10 different accidents scattered around the Milwaukee area. I did run out to get a cup of coffee, and the roads are not great.
No, they're
even
not.
Even the mains are not great. And granted, in the city of Milwaukee and county of Milwaukee, they have lots and lots of roadways they have to cover. But be patient and expect that things are not going to be clear as a bell as you're heading out and about today.
Just drive carefully, drive defensively, and drive slowly. You will get there.
You will. You can be a couple of minutes late.
Yeah.
It's better. I would think it would be better being a few minutes late than having, I don't know, $5,000 worth of car repairs you have to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, next hour, all things sports with the Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Radcliffe. He'll be here at 11:33. I believe we're going to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, Greg Bach.
The jet planes leaving without him.
Oh, nice. Like that. And we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Impossible edition. If that intrigues you, I encourage you to stick around. If you cannot stick around, by the way, that's not a problem. You can actually listen to This Shouldn't Be a Thing exclusively as a podcast, right, Greg?
Absolutely. You can go to civicmedia.us and click on the shows tab, which is at the top of the page, and you can find our shows, download them, and listen to them wherever you'd like. But also, you can go to your favorite podcast distribution center of choice. You can type in Civic Media. You can type in our show name. But type in our show name, Matinair on Air. When you find it, not only download an episode, subscribe to it. We come out twice a day. We have 10 episodes a week separated by the hours. You can subscribe to it. And if you like what we're doing, you can send us a 5-star review, because that actually, subscriptions and the 5-star review really help move the podcast up the ladder for visibility. And only send us a 5-star if we've earned it. Anything below that, you're gonna get out your quill, you know, piece of parchment, you're going to write all your problems on your parchment with your quill. And then you're going to take that parchment and you're going to give it to a carrier pigeon. And you're going to send that carrier pigeon to Calvin Butenhoff. Calvin Butenhoff. He will take care of all comments, complaints, concerns, and questions.
Absolutely. And that is all under Calvin's purview, as it were.
Yes, yes.
And you know, the other thing that really helps too, and I was thinking about this last night, word of mouth really helps. If you like the show, if you like the network, tell somebody, tell a friend.
Yeah. I listen to a podcast where he asks only to do one thing. He says, tell one person. If you're listening, tell one person you know to listen to the show. And then that one person tells another, so on and so forth. So yeah, word of mouth. You don't have to go putting us all over social media. You don't have to tell 20 people. Just tell, you're hanging out with someone having coffee, just tell one person you were listening.
Just to check it out.
Yeah.
Just to check it out. If they don't like it again, send it to Calvin. He'll take care of it.
The name of the show is, if you don't like it, it's called The Joe Rogan Show.
Exactly. Good one, Craig. Yes. Good. Excellent. Excellent point. I wanted to start off with this, though, and we have talked about this many, many, many times, both with Dr. Lyerly and Dr. Laura Hanks, about expanding Medicaid coverage for new mothers in Wisconsin. We are one of only, is it three
Two.
States?
Two.
Two.
Oh, us and Arkansas.
Look at us and Arkansas, who have not done this. And once again, this is a bipartisan measure, which means that both Democrats and Republicans agree that this is something that we should do. This kind of proposal has gotten bipartisan support in previous sessions. It has never gotten a vote in the state assembly. Representative Patrick Snyder, a Republican from Weston, says, quote, the bill is not partisan in my mind. I'm here to help people, my constituents, and if we can't get something like this done, then I don't know what I'm doing in the legislature.
And
one wonders.
Dr. Lyerly also referred to as bicameral. This is supported by both the Assembly and the Senate. Like, this is a no-brainer. This is not – healthcare coverage in this type of situation is actually cost savings. It's not cost spending. Yes. And – I believe it was 2 days ago someone had the question of, like, how do I impeach Voss? Look at – I don't want you to impeach or even recall. I want you to look at the legislation that people vote on, something like this, and you ask yourself, do I want this individual representing me in a representative democracy if they're not voting yes for something so popular, so simple, that 48 out of the 50 states in this country have passed it? And I'm pretty sure – Arkansas is close to passing something themselves. So do we want to be the only ones?
The cheese that truly stands alone.
Oh, yes. It curdles and curdles, and they call the curdle Robin Voss.
Again, essentially, all this does is expand Medicaid coverage for the first year after pregnancy. Because as we've learned, again, talking to Dr. Lyerly and Dr. Hanks, a woman's body does not just go zing right after you deliver a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Your body takes time to recover. This can be months and months of recovery. We're also talking about potential postpartum depression and other things that may come up after a woman delivers. This, I'm quoting from WPR, this article, supporters from both parties say an expansion of Medicaid to support moms will improve maternal health outcomes. Republicans also hold up expanded health access as a way to make it easier for women to choose to carry a pregnancy to term.
Yes.
And this is my problem. We hear so much about the Republican Party. They love babies. They want babies. All American women should be having more babies. But then once it happens that the child is delivered and out into the world breathing air, they're kind of like, yeah, now you're on your own.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And once again, I'm going to throw the challenge out to anyone who agrees with why this shouldn't be a thing. Like, if you think that we shouldn't, as a state, be offering expanded Medicare coverage to new moms, why? I'd love to know. 855-752-484. Is there science we're missing? Is there a report? Is there a financial report that we're not looking at? But so far, when both sides of the aisle in both houses of legislation in Wisconsin agree on this, and you have Republicans saying, I don't know why this isn't passing, it makes it real thin to me why you think it doesn't need to be brought to a vote. And I'm talking directly now to Robin Voss because I heard someone say this. Say, this isn't conservative values. This is just cruel.
It's Robin Voss's money.
Yeah.
And he gets to decide where it goes, and he doesn't like this. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who controls the agenda in the Assembly, has previously said he does not support policies expanding benefits in general. Voss opposes Medicaid expansion, also under the Affordable Care Act. No surprise, Voss did not respond to request for comment from WPR for this article. This is infuriating. Yeah. We go back to the one person who stops progress in the state.
I'm sorry, but he shouldn't have this much power. He shouldn't. This is not like Republicans in the legislature, Republicans in the assembly. Listen to us. Listen to your constituents. Listen to each other. Why do you have a man in charge who is doing things like that and making you look so? You have to go back to your districts and defend these things and go, well, I don't know. It's Robin Voss. That's not a good enough reason. You voted for him to be your leader.
Yes. Again.
Yeah.
He's been in that spot for a real long time. Apparently likes it there too.
Oh, yeah.
Must be very, very cozy.
It's a very cushy job. All his chairs have his butt imprint. So it's just perfect. He just slides right in. I just want to make it real quick.
He's not there long enough to leave an imprint.
Fair point. It's overseas. Tony Zimmerman on the live stream said Kate Duffy, who heads up Motherhood for Good, mentioned that statement. It's not conservative. It's cruel. And that makes a big deal. That like hit me when she said that, gave me goosebumps, because that's true. These aren't conservative values.
How do you feel about this?
How do you feel? Tell us, please. If you agree with it, make it make sense. If you don't, tell us and then tell your legislators.
855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We'll continue this conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gives me. And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hit. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, Angela Lang will be joining us. She is from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities. Got a great column in the recombobulation area that we are going to kick around about DEI. Angela Lang joining us after the 10:30 news. I hope you can stick around for that. Before the break, we were talking about this ongoing fight to expand Medicaid coverage for new mothers. This from the Wisconsin Examiner. Members of the Wisconsin Senate Health Committee expressed support yesterday for the bill to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers to 12 months. Right now, it's only 60 days. Jesse James, a Republican from Thorpe, said this bill does not change the income threshold, so no new women will be qualifying for Medicaid. This just allows for those women who are already being covered to be covered for longer to help address potential health issues that could arise during the postpartum period. Yep, I know it might be a surprise to some men that there can be issues that happen even after you deliver a baby. I know it's shocking. It's a medical thing. It's kind of a medical body thing. It's got a lot of support. It is a bipartisan measure. And I did not realize this until I read this article. Governor Evers has been proposing covering mothers for a full year in every one of his budget proposals since 2019. And who rejected it? The Republican-led legislature led by Robin Voss.
It's the usual suspect. I mean, it's almost becoming, I don't want to say comical, but it's almost becoming just second hat. Like think about this for a moment. We are talking about, and I don't mean to repeat what you just said, but we are talking about expanding Medicaid to cover new moms for 1 year, and that's it. We're not looking to mandate socialist healthcare in the state. We're not looking to give anyone a break on healthcare access in the state. We're not asking for abortions in the third and after trimester. We're not asking. We are asking for this simple little thing, and apparently just this little much, just moving the dial just a tiny bit, that much that 48 other states have done, that's too much for Robin Voss to handle. That's over the line. And he treats it. That's the other problem I have with it, too, is when you ask him for these things, he treats it like you are the biggest anti-American scumbag. You're like, we're not going to do that. Of course we're not going to do that. What do you mean we're not going to do that? Everyone in your party wants to do this.
Isn't this, though, yet another example of Robin does what Robin wants, and it doesn't matter what constituents want. It doesn't matter what the vast majority of Wisconsinites want. We can take this back to common sense gun safety measures like red flag laws that the vast majority of Wisconsinites agree upon. The access to safe and legal abortions, the vast majority of Wisconsinites agree on that. Now, in the legislature, we have both sides, Republicans and Democrats, who agree on this measure. And again, Republican Party loves to claim how much they love babies and they love mothers and they love life. Yeah, it's all good until the child is born and breathing.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of on your own. It's like, what, you're five? You don't have a job? What's wrong with you, you lazy son?
Pay your taxes. We got one of our favorites on the phone lines, Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, what's going on and who have you contacted today?
Well, I haven't contacted anybody today yet. But I've been paying attention to what's going on in the federal government. But, boy, Wisconsin, you know, we need more people like Tony Evers in there, folks, because, my gosh, this is unbelievable. You know what? I just get so sick of these Republican men. I'm sorry. They happen to be the people with the R after the name. I'm an independent, but, boy almighty, I never will vote for a Republican again in my life. But when they go after women and children and forced pregnancies, and then they don't want to even help a woman when she's having medical issues or to keep her healthy. What a bunch of scumbags. I'm sorry. This is my personal biased opinion. This is nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love your kids, you love your wives, and you care about women, you better start voting these yahoos out. And then I got to say one more quick thing. If, God darn it, the education, Department of Education is very, very important. People need to wake up. A lot of people get really upset about the Board of Education. The Board of Education works for the people. They work for the parents. They make sure your kids get fair education. Make sure that rules are followed to help kids. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too, Gene. Thanks
you
for
too,
calling.
Gene.
Sit down.
Take a breath, Gene.
Get some water. I would say go outside, but it's like a degree outside. Don't do that. But thanks for calling, Gene. We always love hearing from you.
Take a little clue from Gene and just a little piece of her passion.
Yeah.
And take that and turn that into action. Whether, again, it's calling your lawmakers. I don't think Robin Voss calls, but you can always call and leave a message at his office. And if you're not sure what numbers you should be calling, go to myvotewi.gov. MyVoteWI.gov and find out who represents you. Call your lawmakers and say, can you talk to Robin Voss and have him do something about something that both sides of the aisle agree upon? We know he likes, we know it's his money, but maybe he can be a little generous. Maybe we should just flatter him more, Greg. Maybe we're taking the wrong tack.
Robin, I love your popcorn. It's wonderful.
Robin, I know you. Maybe we should start try a flattery offensive.
I want to just harken back to last week. We talked to Randy Manner, and he said that if you're not calling your representatives don't know what you're thinking, and they may just think that you agree with them. So, and I'm challenging the Republicans listening to us who generally disagree. I think you agree with us on this one. This seems pretty simple. Call your legislators, all of you, and tell them that this is ridiculous. One man shouldn't have this much power. Period. Over the health and wealth of the people that he claims to represent in a quote unquote representative democracy.
It's Wisconsin and Arkansas.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Arkansas. And Arkansas is actually closer to getting this done than we are here in the great dairy state. Think about that.
Yeah.
We have news coming up next. And then Angela Lang from Block will be here. Join us and stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at the same time, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe will be joining us to talk all things Super Bowl, the Bucks. And I believe Aaron Rodgers will come up in this discussion. So stick around for that. Right now, though, very excited to be joined by our guest and occasional co-host. Angela Lang is here from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities. Good morning, Angela. How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. You have an article in the Recombobulation area that's really tremendous. And I'm just going to read the headline, Angela, before we dive into this. It says, Trump and Duffy were wrong to blame DEI. Is DEI really the answer? So after reading your article, what I really took away with was when a lot of these implementations of DEI programs started among companies, it didn't really address the core issues, did it?
No, not at all. And I think about the protests of 2020, right? It was 5 years ago now at this point, or almost 5 years, which is like wild to think about. But then I get the question all the time of, Angela, how much progress has there been? And the cynical side of me is just like, there hasn't been enough. But also at the same time, we can acknowledge, I think that there's a heightened awareness, but at the same time, we're still seeing police shootings and killings. We're still seeing increases in mass incarceration and how folks are criminalized just for who they are or who they love. And we see these things day in and day out. And, you know, at one point I bought a t-shirt that said queer liberation, not rainbow capitalism. And I think that also is kind of just understanding how capitalism is the way to make these things trendy and like the cool thing to do, but actually it lacks a lot of substance. Because when you really get to the root causes of things, capitalism is at the core of a lot of these things and it intersects with all of these things. And so using capitalism as a way to try and kind of almost put a Band-Aid, I'm not even saying it's a Band-Aid, on these things, it makes it appealing. It helps their bottom line and their profit. But at the same time, what material conditions have changed for marginalized folks in this country?
It's essentially just saying nice things. And right. And saying this is going to fix everything, when essentially, as you just said, it's barely putting a Band-Aid on a problem.
Yeah. And I want to be clear, because when I was writing the piece, I'm very proud of it. I normally don't feel confident when I send Dan things. I'm like, oh, he's never going to ask me to write again. But I was like, no, I'm actually really happy with how this turned out. But I also just want to make it clear, this is not to say I'm anti-DEI. But those of us that have been in DEI spaces or trainings have seen how lackluster they have been. And so I was hoping, I was like, is this a hot take? Are people going to, you know, really understand it? And I think if we really want to be allies and really have like an honest critique, then we have to like do more than scratch the surface. We can say that visibility and people in positions and hiring, all of that is great. That's course correcting, quite frankly, for a lot of things. But, you know, I've sat in DEI trainings in quote unquote progressive spaces that have been incredibly harmful, where, you know, they say the things and then they still run programs that are problematic. And so some of these trainings seem to be, these corporations are just doing a checkbox so they can say the press release, they can say we did these things. There was a lot of folks that wanted to support Black organizing just so they could write the press release about it. And then now that it's no longer trending, I know organizations that are scrambling to find, you know, donations and funds because people's attention span moved on to different things. And I think that's all a part of this broader conversation.
I think one of the things too is like, you know, when the marches were happening, all these corporations, and I'm going to include sports too, MLB, NFL.
Yeah.
You know, I always likened it to, when it's performative allyship, it's just they're going for style points so they can look good mm-hmm. for their investors, so they can look good to the people. They can look good to the people they ask for money for who they don't care about. Yes. And what we've seen in the past year, and if like I talked about this one day when I was filling in for Jane, was this gentleman, I think Robbie Starbuck. That's his real name, Robbie Starbuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He posts these videos about how he spearheads these pressure campaigns on companies to get rid of their DEI programs, and he's done it. He claims this is TikTok. He claims. I mean, I could claim something on TikTok, but he claims that all these major multi-billion-dollar companies have done away with their DEI projects because of him. But my thought is, regardless of him, my guess is if they got rid of him, they never wanted them in the first place. Because you look at a company like Costco, who's like, go ahead, pry our DEI program out of our cold, dead hand. Whereas other companies are like, yeah, we'll get rid of him. It's fine. You know, you're right. They never wanted it in the first place. They were pressured in 2020 to do it, and now they're being given an out, and they're crumbling. They're buckling, just like we saw the Super Bowl. They're like, we're not going to have end racism because the president's there? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I actually wrote that down. I was like, the end racism thing. I think that says a lot. I also think about, too, because, I want to make sure that we're talking about DEI. I think a lot of folks think of DEI, they think just like race, mm-hmm. but there's all sorts of other things. And I think of the trans woman, Dylan Mulvaney, who got influencer, who got really big on TikTok for documenting her journey, day 45 of being a girl and mm-hmm. just like being very open about her transition. And she ended up getting a sponsorship partnership with Budweiser. And she mentioned later on, you know, there was a lot, as you can imagine, trolls and all those things that came out. But at the same time, you know, I felt like she went into hiding a little bit to protect herself. And she talked about how Budweiser didn't actually like come out and like stand mm-hmm. 10 toes down and defend her. And that was also really harmful as well, too. So, again, it's like you did this because you thought it was a trendy thing to do. And then now that it's controversial, which we can unpack that, and it's maybe potentially hitting your pockets, it's no longer morally right. The only or the one corporation, they're not a corporation, but the one like business that I see that is like consistent, that is like, no, we're doubling down, is Ben and Jerry's. Like, also, they were always my favorite ice cream, but like, you know, they're great. But, you know, you think about that, like, that's how businesses can operate. These are our values. Hard stop. If you want to boycott us, fine. We don't want your money. And the people that want to support us, those, you know, that's how we want to be supported. And I think people aren't thinking about any of those things. They're just doing it because it's trendy. And I do think that corporations and businesses just go with whatever way the wind blows.
I think you make a great point, Angela, about the role of capitalism in all of this. And I think about all the backlash that came out against Target a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because they had more queer kids clothing, or, you know, clothing with rainbows on it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this also about Juneteenth Day and a lot of pushback on companies all of a sudden. Oh, now we're all celebrating Juneteenth and we're selling Juneteenth things. Yeah. It's not about being an ally. It's not about being a supporter. It's about, hey, we can make money off this.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And visibility is great. You know, like Target should have all sorts of different, you know, creators and businesses that they're selling in there. And also at the same time, again, look at what's happening all across the country. Look at what's happening just in the last 3 weeks since the president has been taking a shredder to the Constitution. And I'm obsessed, so I'm going to bring it up. The Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl halftime show, right? It was a very clear, pointed, I think, analysis and critique of like some of the things and how Black people feel and the American flag being created with Black bodies. Like, it was a very powerful message. And to do that in front of the president on a field where they took off End Racism, right? I think I'm feeling kind of this tension in a good way. And I'm glad that people are talking about this. And, you know, I think boycotts can be very effective. And we're hearing that Target was, you know, being sued and their board was mad and all of these things. And so they're trying to walk it back. Again, they're walking it back because they're getting pressure, not because they inherently think it's the right thing to do.
I think one of the other things too, I'm obsessed with the Kendrick Lamar halftime show. And people will say things like, it was the worst halftime show. I'm like, 50 million views on the NFL YouTube page. I don't know if it's the worst.
Yeah.
But the thing too, I mean, we're going back, of course, to DEI, watching videos on social media talking about how awful and evil and anti-American, all this stuff, and I know what they're talking about. It's all coded language. It's all dog whistles. Yeah. When we're really DEI is about a lot of individuals, a lot of groups of people, whether you're talking about disabled folks, whether you're talking about queer folks, whether you're talking about Black folks, whether you're talking about, the one that gets me the most is that this helps military people.
Yeah.
This affects military people. And every time someone says, we don't need DEI, I'm like, well, then I want to come back with a real snotty statement. Then I guess you don't care about the vets, do you? Because DEI is a much bigger. And I think when you're talking about being in those spaces for training, that is sort of like, I liken it to critical race theory in the sense of like, what's the version they were selling us 2 years ago on Fox News versus what actually critical race theory is? DEI is a much bigger, much more complex program that affects so many people and gives so many people opportunities.
Yeah.
And not based on who they are, but based on their qualifications, but also just giving them the opportunity. It's just all about opportunities.
I mean, you know, I think about one of the first big fights like on campus I did many years ago was like around affirmative action. There was like an anti-affirmative action speaker coming to campus. And, you know, that was like the first time I think that was like the thing. It was affirmative action. Then it was like woke. Then it's, you know, critical race theory. Now it's DEI. And it's just like, just say the N-word because that's what you want to say. Like, let's be real. You know, somebody said, I saw a tweet that was like a DEI halftime show. Yeah. And it's like, first of all, if we're talking about DEI, those are like supportive programs and incentives and trainings and things like that. How it like grammatically doesn't even apply to like, show. You know,
I like, call you on your grammatical terribleness.
And I'm normally not a grammatical person because, you know, language and how people grew up and all of that. But like, it's so fascinating because it's just these words have always just been code for what they really wanted to say. And I do think that they just want to, you know, use the N-word, unfortunately. And this is the way that they can get around it.
If you're just joining us, Angela Lang is our guest. She is with Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities, has a great column right now in the Recombobulation area. I highly encourage you to check it out about DEI. Briefly, before we go to the break, I have been seeing since the Super Bowl and that halftime show by Kendrick Lamar, all of a sudden, all of these white guys are like, and there's no white people out there? What is this? What is this, reverse DEI now? What are you talking about?
Where's my halftime show with country music? It's like that was the thing is, this past month, two Mondays ago, everyone was a Grammy expert. Everyone knew about the voting process. And everyone could tell you that Beyonce's Cowboy Carter was the worst album ever. Well, okay, I've got other stats for you. And now everyone is a Super Bowl halftime show expert on Monday, even though our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, says that she was in the worst halftime show ever that they actually did a story on the news. So, Kendrick, you're fine. You're great. And you don't need me to tell you that. So,
You know, I saw somebody that said, you know, I listen to opera. This was a black man. He was like, I listen to opera. I listen to all sorts of other stuff. It just really wasn't for me. He was like, the message was great.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me. I said, this is how you say it's not for you.
Yeah.
Like all these other things. It's just also, I think it's funny because there are some MAGA folks that severely misinterpreted the message and were like, I think we're winning. Like, look, you know, Kendrick is this rapper and he's coming out and he's making the American flag and it's so patriotic. And I'm like, oh, sweetheart. Let me hold your hand when I say this with a napkin in between. That's not the mess. But there were some people that like legitimately thought like they were like, yep, we won this. And now, you know, Kendrick is waving the white flag. Like I was like, you missed the whole mark.
Not all of us passed reading comprehension. What is the point of this paragraph? That's a whole other discussion.
I mean, Republicans keep gutting education. So it makes sense that, you know, they can't keep up.
We're going to continue our conversation with Angela Lang from Block. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. Join us at 855-752-4842. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, Monster on the beat, Debo in rap. He a freak, throw man down. Call her Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nella new to the cross.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, we'll be wrapping up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the Impossible Edition. It's a good one. You may want to stick around for that. Right now, though, we're joined by Angela Lang from Block, Black Leaders Organizing Communities. She has a great article in the Recombobulation Area. I highly encourage you to subscribe, about DEI and all the programs that start in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. We did have a couple of texts that I wanted to get to before we continue. Allison Cudahy says Minocqua Brewing and Penzies have always been faithful to their DEI programs. And another listener says, has DEI been too closely associated with affirmative action? Are they similar or not?
The way I always view affirmative action, I think they're in the same bucket, but I feel like affirmative action could be part of like the DEI umbrella. So like I always think of that as like hiring, school admissions, things like that, versus, you know, I've attended DEI trainings or how making sure that people have a lens, for example, different organizations like mine, of how they're using a DEI lens in how they're talking to voters and things like that. So I do think that it's similar, but I think that is just like one aspect of it. And that's just how I view it. There may be people smarter than me that has a more, you know, analytical breakdown, but that's how I view it at least.
I think Penzi and Minocqua are great examples of what you were saying earlier, Angela, of instead a group that's not pressured into doing something, instead this is what's in their heart. So therefore it comes out in their policies. And no one is going to change the minds of Kurt Bangstad, of Minocqua, or Penzi, period.
I just want to say like a personal shout out to Penzies, because like, one, we've seen it, you know, when the RNC was here and like their branding and their messaging, and we love it. And like, they really lean into it. There's no mistake of like where they stand. But then also what I think a lot of people don't know, because like I don't think they talk about it, but I tell people, is that they also like support us. Like there are times that we'll get like a check in the mail and it's like we donated a portion of our proceeds to you all as an organization. And they've done that to us several times, right? And like I don't see a whole big press release about, I don't know how many other organizations they do that to, but they've been consistent, you know, over the years of just saying, hey, you know, and sometimes they'll advertise it, you know, it's Black History Month or it's Juneteenth. And so we're giving a portion of our sales to these organizations. So like it's more than just, hey, look, it's a cool thing. They're putting their money where their mouth is and investing it.
That's a really good point, though, Angela, as far as that kind of support coming in when it's not necessarily sexy. It's not, they're not doing it to get under the umbrella. Like, aren't we good guys? They've always done this. They believe in this.
Yeah.
Something else I would think is very important that we need to mention that happened just as we were coming back on the air. Robert Kennedy Jr. has been confirmed as the Trump administration's Health and Human Services Secretary. The final vote, 52 to 48. The only Republican speaking out against it, Mitch McConnell, who had polio as a child and has spoken out previously about Kennedy's efforts to undermine the polio vaccine. And what really makes me crazy, Senator Bill Cassidy, who's a Republican, is a doctor. He's a doctor. And he was way against this until he wasn't. And here's his comment on Twitter this morning. We need to make America healthy again.
Ugh.
And it's my expectation that Kennedy, Secretary Kennedy, will get this done. As chair of the HELP committee, I look forward to working closely with Secretary Kennedy and the Trump administration to improve the health of all Americans. So...
I'm sorry. I don't want to take any type of health advice or guidance from a man that like eats roadkill for fun or like finds a beached whale and straps it to his car and has all the windows open and the whale juice is hitting their kids on the way home. Like, I don't this is the what?
Sorry. I mean, honestly, I'm going to take it one step further. I don't want to take health advice from a Kennedy. They've lived a life that's not like mine. They've lived a life of privilege and wealth that's not the access to doctors. I want to talk. I want someone who is a qualified, decades into the game expert, not this shirtless guy.
Well, if you are not impressed by Robert Kennedy Jr., feel free to call Senator Ron Johnson and let him know, because Rojo voted for him.
Of course he
did. If you're not sure how to get a hold of Ron Johnson, myvote.wi.gov. That will have his office's phone number. I doubt that he'll take your call, but hey, Jeannie always calls. It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
If you call enough, you'll get through at one point or another. So give Rojo a call and tell him when polio is great again, we can thank him.
Wow. Yeah, deep sigh.
Yeah, heavy breath. Cleansing breath.
I'm going to go replace my coffee, wink.
In the couple of minutes we have left, Angela, there's another article that we were hoping to get to, and I don't know that we're going to have time to get into this completely.
You'll have to come back.
You will have to come back.
Shucks.
Wisconsin Examiner has an article about how Wisconsin's investigations into police shootings protect officers. I don't know that that's going to be a big surprise to anyone.
Yeah, in today's news of water is wet. But, you know, I saw that. Sorry, I saw that yesterday. And it was a very heavy read. If people don't get a chance to, you know, really dig into it, just Isaiah Holmes with the Wisconsin Examiner really outlines some of the challenges, again, of why DEI is not the answer. To me, these conversations go hand in hand.
We will have you back as soon as humanly possible. Angela Lang from Block has been our guest. Thank you so much, Angela. Really appreciate it. News coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the vast, statewide, countrywide. If you have the app, you can take us global. Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky, 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 nine God. Freaky, 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 freaky. God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
Let me say O-V-Hope.
O-V.
Say O-V-Hope.
O-V.
Step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.